Fast Forward Productions, The Women Are Speaking.
Welcome to the Daily Hype Podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Pollard, and a few times every week, we will be here giving you tiny doses of motivation, inspiration, and ways that we can all try to be a little bit better to ourselves and other people. We hope that you learned something about yourself, about communication, about relationships, and let's dive into today's episode. Hello, welcome back to the Daily Hype Podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Pollard. Do you remember how I told you about a quote that I hated in one of my past episodes? Well, we're gonna do that again today with the lovely and aspirational romantic quote of all of our dreams, love will find a way. Like, who created this quote? Judd Apatow? Because it's a thing of movies. Love will find a way. Love is not the answer to your relationship problems. I'm just gonna love it all away. I'm gonna love all of our issues away. If I love them more, if I love them more, our issues will go away. And listen, if you're having relationship problems, you're probably not actively thinking, well, I'm just gonna love them more and then our problems will dissolve. But subconsciously, if you think about what you're trying to do and how you're trying to fix your problems, I bet it will all come back to that. I'm just gonna love it gone. I'm gonna love it till it heals. Well, guess what? Love is like kisses on a boo-boo. At the end of the day, you need a Band-Aid and some Neosporin. By that, I mean you need actual remedies. Yeah, like, yes, love does make things better, and love is necessary for a strong relationship. But when things are hard in a relationship, when things are challenging, when your relationship is going through it, the answer is not, I'm just gonna love the crap out of it. I'm just gonna throw a lot of love into this. It's the nitty gritty ugly stuff. It's sacrificing, it's compromising, it's saying, I would rather change some ways that feel inherently normal about myself in order to accommodate you. And sometimes we aren't willing to do that, and it's typically then that we realize we may not be in the right relationship. Are you able to accommodate some ways of your partner, some asks of your partner, some requests of your partner by giving up some things that feel right to you? That's what compromise is. And compromise sucks. Like, it's not actually a compromise if you're like both really enjoying it. Like, a compromise is not, hey, I'm gonna give up this thing that really sucks. It would be like me saying, like, you know what, I will give up broccoli and vegetables so that I can eat chocolate every single day for a year. Like, that's not a compromise. That's a win, right? Like, come on. So, again, this is just like a week of soapbox. So you're probably all like, wow, Ashley, who hurt you? It's really like my one-on-one clients are really coming through this week and showing me that there's some things that we really got to talk about. And I think that this message rings true to so many people, that you have a relationship, you guys have tough times, you think that that's not normal, but tough times are actually very normal, and the way through them is to communicate impossibly and say things that are really hard to admit, and then compromise. Now, are you able to compromise, and is your partner compromising equally? They have to give up broccoli too, right? or they're just getting chocolate for a year. So, where are your boundaries? What do you need met? Can your partner meet you there? What do they need? Can you meet them there? Okay? Love is not the only way to a healthy relationship. The way to a healthy relationship is by compromise and stupid honest communication. So we have love, and then you need the healthy boundaries. You need the healthy partnership. That's my little challenge for you. That's my little tough love. I promise we've got some optimism on the way. I just needed to bring some realism this week to you guys. I'm getting a lot of DMs about the same thing over and over, and I want to love you guys to make things better. But this is my tough, honest communication. Do you see how that works? Anyway, that is my takeaway for today. I hope I see you tomorrow.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of The Daily Hype. If you're interested in all the other things that Team AP Consulting is up to, make sure to go to our website, teamap.consulting, and you can check out our services. You can listen to our second podcast, The Unfiltered Entrepreneur, or you can even take a look at MeTime, our wellness product, to make your morning even better. Talk to you soon.